This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Where immigration is what people are talking about across the land, or at least one of the main rumbles anyway. We've got drones and methamphetamines coming across the border. We've got drone wars. We have the debate over the wall. We have the latest row with the president and what ultimately is going to happen with the House trying to come up with a compromise bill. It never ends. In other words, the entire time I've been on the air, in fact, the entire time I've been a reporter, talk show host, speaker, immigration has been at the forefront or on the back burner of what is happening in the United States. Just a small rumble when I started because there were laws on the books that were not enforced. But then it got bigger, louder, and now it's really at its height. And so where are we as far as laws are concerned, as far as the conversation is concerned? Well, I could do 25 shows on that, and we have. I've even been with the Border Patrol for a week to see what it was like in Juarez and El Paso. And it was pretty scary in some points of our journey or my journey in doing that. But boy, was it an eye-opener, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. So the president is fumed over immigration and says, you know, listen, border detention facilities are nicer now, for number one, because if we're talking about the situation with the executive order, that's one thing. But in the last couple of days where the focus has been, he said it's the handling the cases of people seeking entry into the U.S. has been a disaster. And we know that because they can't get through fast enough. So the attorney general has been trying to reshape, supposedly, what the courts do to align with now this vision. And they're hiring more immigration judges and restricting asylum laws. The president tweeted that those stopped at the border should simply be told they can't enter rather than going through the system. He said when somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judge or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters on Monday that virtually all Americans agree with that drawn-out court proceedings don't make sense for immigrants who come to the country illegally. We'd certainly like to see more expedited removal. And, of course, that's true because given the separated parent situation, the voluntary deportation, the child reunification scenarios now, it's such a tangled web. The courts won't be done away with, though, because it doesn't really hold up with our Constitution and other international laws and our own domestic laws, because remember what they say, their rights to everyone in the U.S. and crossing the border, regardless if they're citizens or not. So that would not happen. That would fly in the face of the Constitution. There would be so many challenges that forget about it. The backlog is crazy. Do you know what the backlog is? The backlog is, we're going to do numbers next in our version of We Can Count. Nearly 700,000 as of March 31st, according to the Justice Department. Now more than ever, they need immigration judges. The increasing number of cases out of this world, the length of time they wait for their cases to be heard. You know, it can take years to finish a case. Years. So this is a very big issue. Now, according to statistics from Justice, about 22% of asylum cases were granted this year, and that was through April. Not all the rest were denials. 42 were denied in the same frame, however, time frame of, you know, around April. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So what to do, what to do, what to do? There is no coin flip. There is no easy answer. And there is a lot of problems that are shifting, moving, and the burden of proof is becoming very, very interesting here. And I'd say speed is of the essence. The one element to this is fast. So more immigration attorneys. That really is the answer. That's the only way to process the cases. So once somebody's in, they're in. They're in. They're here. They're in. That's it. Thus, we get back to the wall and all the people fuming over the wall. And the president says, listen, if you have a wall and they can't climb the wall, and then you can't go underneath the wall, and then the wall is guarded, and then the wall has drones. Well, how many people are you keeping out? It is an interesting question, and of course the problem with that is what kind of wall, and we've had this in the bids and talked about this before, so we won't go deep here, but that's the other scenario that hangs in the background. That's the other part of this. In the meantime, there was, believe it or not, some other news that had nothing to do with, since we're on that, nothing to do with immigration, although it had to do with redistricting. There was a divided Supreme Court on Monday that kept in place one of the most controversial Texas redistricting plans that was enacted by the Texas legislature. There was lawsuits, of course, coming in all directions from civil rights groups saying it was discriminatory. The case involved a claim or a couple claims of racial gerrymandering, that election maps had the effect of harming the voting rights of black and Hispanic voters. The decision was 5-4, and it kept in place all but one challenged district, striking down pretty much the conclusions of a special three-judge federal panel that had ruled against the great state of Texas. So they go ahead with the redistricting. There's not an issue with this. There could be an appeal filed, but now, because all the Supreme Courts are really that squashed, just absolutely squashed from now. How about this? Just back after ruling in favor of a cake baker who refused to make a cake for a wedding celebration of a same-sex couple, the Supreme Court, busy on Monday, wiped away an opinion that went against a florist who declined to make an arrangement for a same-sex couple's marriage. In an unsigned order, the court sent the case back down to a lower court, asked it to revisit the florist case in light of the ruling in the masterpiece Cake Shop. Oh, when you think it's done, it's never done. It's never, never done. Maxine Waters is in some hot water, or felt the water was getting a little hot. Congresswoman Waters pushed back against the president on Monday, saying she wasn't calling for people to harm his supporters. He tweeted that out early in the day, but to publicly protest his cabinet members. She told reporters on the Hill, look, I believe in peaceful, very peaceful protests. I have not called for the harm of anyone. She said, this president has lied again when he's saying that I've called for harm. The Democratic congresswoman from California returned to D.C. on Monday. Man, it was a hot debate over her comments from the weekend when she encouraged people to keep pushing back on members of Trump's administration. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
When you swat away a bee or two, oh, I hope it doesn't come back and sting me. That's where we start this version of We Can Count. Heather Rivera regrets a couple days after having pest control get rid of a swarm of honeybees. She said, I wish it could have been different. Bees are valuable. I wish I knew about free bee removal. I wouldn't have made a decision to kill all of them. The Florida woman has been running errands when she returned on Saturday, or she was, to the duplex she shares with her father. She parked in her father's garage, went to her side, seeing about 7 or 8 bees flying around. 2 or 3 hours later, she came into the garage. There were thousands of bees, thousands. The air was thick with bees. She said, I've only seen that in the movies. They cover the garage wall, the floor, the SUV. It's a carpet of bees, a moving carpet of bees. She was in a panic. Thousands. She had no idea what to do. Can you imagine? Pure on panic, taking selfies of it and pictures of the car to make sure you get the post. Just don't get stung. And anyway, she called to have them eradicated. So lots of people are reacting and saying, oh, geez, there's a better way to do this. The advice that people gave, they say, you know what? They're safe 90% of the time. At least that's what Paul Shannon said. He was quoted all over the place from Shannon Farms Honey in Buckingham. He said bees can swarm pretty quickly, can get a sudden influx of it as part of nature, a new queen splitting off from the original hive. I knew there was a story here. He says it measures the population of the honeybee. Says that adding that as long as the bees aren't provoked in some fashion, they're safe, they're safe. It was too late, though, because she didn't know. She didn't have that background. So now you all know, because of her experience with bees, if you find yourself in a situation where there are thousands of bees surrounding your car, have the safe removal of the bees. Don't get them eradicated. Wow, I would be in pure on panic. I have no idea. I'd call the other and say, help, help. I don't know what to do. I'm not a helpless woman, but I think I would panic. I just think I'd panic. You know, it's like I said to somebody once, you know when you just know it's not a day for a car accident? You have 50,000 things going on, and some of them are really important. It has nothing to do with you. You're taking someone to the hospital, for goodness sake. You're picking up a kid. You're doing whatever. And then somebody rear-ends you, and you're out in the street waiting for the cop to come. And it takes a long time, and they ask a lot of questions. Yeah. So I'm thinking bees, you just think the first thing, what do? You make a call. And you're not thinking safe bee removal. You're just not. How about AT&T? They got deep pockets. They safely removed $1.6 to $2 billion for App Nexus. They think it's worth it because, of course, they are in that business. Trust me, they'll make up that money, although it sounds like so much money, doesn't it? That is a ton of money. Let's move in a different direction because this is all about numbers in case you haven't gotten that. We can count means numbers. A lot of times the numbers are ugly. Sometimes they're positive. This one's sad. About 30 homes destroyed in Florida because of a wildfire. And there are people in East Point, Florida who are going back to find those pictures, going back to see what they can save if anything. It was a wildfire. It just ripped through the area. About 30 homes, boom, done in no time. Almost shocking to so many of the people, where they had boats and trucks and all kinds of things destroyed, just wrecked. I mean, ashes, real ashes. If you ever had that discussion, you know what I mean? What do you want to save in a fire? Things can be replaced, but pictures, it's tougher. They got all the dogs out, the animals, the cats and all that, and I thought that was good because then people panic, of course, when their pets are in a situation because a lot of people weren't home at the time. And if you're not home, and you're trying to get back in and they're not letting you back in, you know, the scenario's there, it's certainly not good. Let's put it that way. Let's move in a different direction. Once again, because that's what we do, like I said, it is about numbers, for goodness sake, more than anything else. And this is a very strange story. I read this when I read the British paper, the dailymail.com. And somebody actually sent me a link to it, but I read it anyway. And this headline was crazy. It said, there's a hermit who escaped civilization to live naked on a desert island, but is forced now to return to Japan by authorities after 29 years. So 82-year-old Masafumi Nakagaki escaped civilization in 1989 for a life of solitude. He stayed on an island that was rarely visited, Soto Benari Island. Even the fishermen, they say, don't go there. But they removed him or moved him back to the mainland after he was found weak. And that's the reason why people were not liking the story. But if he's weak and not doing well, I said he was 82, then they were trying to help him. And they knew he couldn't live by himself. Boy, if you are naked on an island by yourself for that long, that's got to be really hard to adapt to a new way of life, I would say. Put some clothes on, that's the first thing, and then we go from there, right? That's what we say, go from there. Michael Cohen, he wishes he was on a deserted island, so his lawyers say 12,000 items are privileged after the raids. We're talking about 12,000 files seized from Cohen's office. They say can't be turned over to prosecutors investigating Cohen's business interests because they're subject to attorney-client privilege. That makes sense. right? Of course it makes sense. His lawyers, Todd Harrison and Stephen Ryan, told a federal judge, look, in a letter, that they had reviewed 4 million electronic and paper files taken back in April on the raid on Cohen's home and business. 13 mobile devices, iPads, hard copy documents, 20 external hard drives, flash drives, and laptops. That was in the letter. Prosecutors say they're investigating his business dealings, but no charges have been brought against him. U.S. District Judge Kimba Wood appointed a formal federal judge to help decide which of the items are protected by attorney-client privilege and should be off limits to investigators. Cohen's lawyer said that some of the files they believe should not be seen by criminal prosecutors, including items subject to attorney work product doctrine. I'm thinking April, they've gone through a lot of them. I just believe that. I don't know what's left and how many people they had working on the documents, but I have a feeling a lot of those documents have been pawed through. Call me crazy, but I bet they have. I'm just thinking. What do you say? And then we end with this Gallup poll. Trump's approval falls because of the border controversy somewhat. So the president's approval ratings dropped 4 points last week because of the controversy at the southern border after the Gallup approval number reached 45 during the week of June 11th through 17th. It went down to 41% during the week of June 18th through the 24th. So when he went to the summit, they were up in Singapore, and probably at least Gallup is coming up with this hypothesis that the latest drop is due to the border crisis, which involved separating families who illegally entered the United States from Mexico. Trump ended the practice last week, but adults who opt to illegally cross the border rather than go through an official port of entry will still be charged criminally. And that's the thing here. They're still going to be charged. So his approval is at 41%. That's above the 39 average. His approval among Republicans is 87%. That's down from 90% the last 2 weeks. His approval among Democrats is 5%, half of what it was the previous week. Thanks for listening. Coming up, you're going to enjoy it. We got a couple of really great interviews coming your way. Dawn Zier, my pal, the CEO of Nutrisystem, a big award winner for her entrepreneurship. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
If a horrible thing happened, and we weren't lucky enough to have Henry win, you know they won't talk about it. They will say Donald Trump suffered a major, major defeat in the great state of South Carolina. It was a humiliating defeat for Donald Trump. So please get your asses out tomorrow and vote.
President Trump speaking at a rally in South Carolina. Earlier, the president and the first lady meeting with the king and queen of Jordan at the White House.
We're doing very well in the Middle East. A lot of progress has been made in the Middle East. A lot. It really started with the end of the horrible Iran deal. That deal was a disaster.
Radio fans remembering legendary DJ Dan Ingram, who has died at the age of 83.
WAVCD Greece in New York.
He was a radio pioneer and considered by some to be the best top 40 DJ of all time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always fun to be joined by Dawn Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem. She was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. This is huge. She's also a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. This is like the Oscars when you talk about entrepreneurship. So, Dawn, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting event. And EY hosts this, Ernst & Young, and it really is a great event, national event across many different cities. So I'm so honored to be part of this.
By you winning the Greater Philadelphia Award, it means that you're actually, this is kind of a lead up to the Nationals, right? So you're now a national finalist?
Correct, which is in November. So fingers crossed.
I like that, fingers crossed. And as Greg and I know, we've talked to you a lot about this. We've talked a lot about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship. So in saying it's a really big deal, it is a really big deal because I think we live now, Dawn, more than ever, I think in a world of entrepreneurs, and we're seeing some exciting things happen. And you definitely have your finger on the pulse of that. What's that been like for you?
It's exciting, and I think one of the things that we have to think about is what really is the definition of entrepreneurism. And I'm increasingly convinced that whether you're a company that's been in business for 4 days or for 40 years, thinking and acting like an entrepreneur can make all the difference. It's what gets you in business, it's what keeps you in business, and it's what can turn surviving businesses into thriving businesses if you're really willing to embrace change and step outside of your comfort zone. In this day and age, the pace is so fast. You know, there's technological change, there's business change, there's competitive pressures that if you're not at the top of the game and if you're not always trying to reinvent yourself or disrupt yourself, somebody else is going to do that. So that's why no matter how new your company is, how old your company is, it's really important that as a leader, that the leadership team really from the top has a culture of entrepreneurism.
What I find so interesting in what you just said, Dawn, well, a couple of things, and I hope we can talk about both. One is generally when we just hear the word entrepreneur or entrepreneurship, we think young startup or young
right.
company, new tech, innovative. And Nutrisystem is not a new company at all.
And but we're cool, Greg. We're pretty cool.
Well, but that's my point, is that, you know, I think you've really broken some barriers here by showing that, you know, we're not a new startup company, but we're acting like one because we are entrepreneurial. And so I want you to talk about bringing that culture to a company that I think is over 40 years old. But the other thing is, it seems to me that this mindset of entrepreneurship and being entrepreneurial is really valuable to anyone, even if you're an employee within a larger organization. If you bring an entrepreneurial spirit to your company, you're going to get ahead and your company's going to get ahead.
Absolutely. And one of the things we look at when we're hiring people is, do they have that spirit of entrepreneurism in them, which really to me is defined as being intellectually curious, having passion, and not being afraid of change or disruption. And as we're looking for different candidates to come within the company, we look for those attributes because it's really important in an industry as fast-paced and as changing as the weight loss industry is. It's really important to be able to constantly reinvent yourselves and disrupt yourself. And one of the things that we did is in 2015, we just acquired a brand, the South Beach Diet. So now we're a multi-brand platform, as you know. But we didn't acquire anything else besides the name with the South Beach Diet. So it was a $15 million acquisition. But what we had to do is really invent the product from scratch. And that really was a test for the team to see if they could operate in a mid-sized company, but within an entrepreneurial construct. And the team did a great job with that. We came out with a new product, with a new program, new business line, and we expect to have $70 million in revenue from that business line this year. It's exciting, but it does start with the culture, and the culture, which is set at the top, has to be one that encourages freedom of thought, freedom of spirit, freedom to challenge things, and that's what we try to do at Nutrisystem.
How interesting is that? Dawn, peel back the onion a little bit for the listeners on that. That's fascinating. The team basically reworking the South Beach Diet, or what we know in our mind of it. So if you're a consumer, you have a certain idea, and you talked about reinventing, disrupting, and allowing people that freedom. What would that be like if I was on your team? What would you encourage me to do?
Well, one of the things we do is, I'm sure you've heard of the program Shark Tank. And one of the things we did a couple of years back, but we continue to do different exercises along this line, is we actually did Shark Tank within the company, where we encourage teams throughout the company to come to us, to come to leadership. We had an afternoon where we had quick pitches and let people pitch different ideas of things that could move the company forward. And some of them we do move forward with. Some of them we take nuggets of the ideas and move forward with, and others just are thought-provoking. But the best thing that comes out of this is that it encourages people to think in a different way and to expand their mindset and to challenge in a safe environment. And that we found to be very exciting. The other things we do to really promote this culture is we try to have breakfasts or lunches with different people within the company and get ideas from them, you know, always challenging what we're doing and trying to do it differently. And we do have an innovation team that is focused, as a matter of fact, it's my next meeting, that is focused on constantly on innovation across both product lines run by different groups.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. She also was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in the Ernst & Young or EY 2018 Greater Philadelphia Award. She's going on to the national competition for that award. And obviously, Dawn, you know we're behind you. You got our vote. We're going to do everything we can to make sure you win, because you and Nutrisystem deserve it. It's so interesting to hear you talk about literally doing Shark Tank inside the company, because one of the things that that makes me think is that by doing that and gamifying it, identifying with a brand that everybody loves, you must see that that has all kinds of incredible downstream impacts on people and making them feel like they have ownership in the company. They're encouraged to think creatively, as you said, you know, freedom of thought. And hats off to you for thinking of doing that. But I do want to know, of the judges on Shark Tank, which one are you?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that one.
So I will tell you that
my son is actually read Damon John's book, I think it's Rise to Grind. And that really was a group great for the millennial Gen Z audience that really inspired him in his thinking in an early stage in his career. So I think there are lessons that we can take from all the sharks. I would say at Nutrisystem we take a little softer approach to things than some of the sharks do. But really, you know, smart people, great insights. Again, the point is that it motivates people to think differently.
When we look at this whole entrepreneurial spirit of Nutrisystem, I mean, it's so fascinating, Dawn. I know there's people that would be listening to us that would think, you know what, I do have that spirit that she's talking about, but I work for a company that doesn't have that kind of culture. What would you suggest they do to try to maybe bring that to the forefront and kind of poke at the company a little in a good way?
It's important to be happy where you are, and I think it comes down to passion. Like, do you feel passion for what you're doing, or is it just a 9-to-5 job that you're coming to? And for some people, that's fine. But for a lot of people, it has to be a company, a cause, especially when you look at the millennials and Gen Z, a passion that they really care about, and that all comes down to the culture. So, you know, I believe that if you're not happy in a role or you don't feel like you're growing and developing, you should look for other opportunities that better suit you culturally and, you know, try to find a company if this is a passion of yours where innovation is top front in terms of things that the company is trying to do. I think everybody in terms of, now we're turning it into a little bit of a mentoring session here, but, you know, people really are responsible for your own careers. You know, you're your number one advocate. You'll be judged based on your performance and communication skills, and you need to navigate your own path, and that's what might be right for me would be very different for somebody else. But I always encourage people to raise their hand, take on the tough assignments, you know, be visible. If a door's half open, push it all the way open and walk through it, because ultimately you're your greatest advocate. You're actually accountable for yourself, and just get it done.
So I've got to ask you this question. You have a mentee with you as we're doing this interview, and I think it's so important to mentor kids no matter where you are and what company you're with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we believe a lot in mentorship at Nutrisystem. Say hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
So Gabriella is a high school student. She is top of her class, and she is looking to get into University of Pennsylvania, star soccer player, really has the entire package. And, you know, that's what I look for when I'm mentoring different students, really looking for somebody that, again, has a thirst and drive and willingness to succeed. So what we're doing here at Nutrisystem, and this is the pilot of our program, again, she's the first one, where it's a 2-day program where she's just meeting people throughout the company to really understand how corporate America works, because as a high school student, you don't really have that view unless your parents are in that space, and really introducing her to all sides of the business, finance, marketing, digital, supply chain, of course, our contact center, just so you can see kind of how it all comes together. You know, it's a pilot that we're trying out for the first time. We'll see how it goes. So far, the feedback has been pretty good. Thumbs up I'm getting over here. And, you know, we'll take it from there. But then, of course, you know, we also, as you know, I pride myself on going to different universities and doing speaking engagements there and talking to college kids in terms of their career path and what they're thinking of. And I've talked at a number of schools, and it really is a passion of mine. Our company, we have a ton of Gen Zs in our company, especially with our digital team and our marketing teams, and it's really important culturally what works for these guys and how to keep them motivated and inspired. So I like staying in touch. And, you know, the little trick of a mentor-mentee relationship is, as a mentor, you think you've been around the block a couple of times and you know a lot. I find that I'm always learning from the students that I mentor because they have a different perspective on things. They have an entirely different perspective on health and wellness than a 50-year-old would. They are more technologically savvy than most people. So I find it's really a give-and-get relationship.
Yep, love it. Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. And she's a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. So thanks so much as always, Dawn.
Great, thank you.
If you
you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's in our virtual green room right now. He's one of the authors of this book that's awesome called Not Exactly Rocket Scientists and Other Stories. In fact, if you're lucky, we have a handful of copies, and you may win a copy of it. I'll tell you about that coming up later on the show. But Not Exactly Rocket Scientists, I love that anyway. How many times have we heard that expression? I think I heard this expression when I was in school, I don't know, maybe 150 times. And then the other stories. So let's dive into those stories. And again, we have Bud Schill with us. Bud, thanks for popping on.
My pleasure.
So it's about misadventures is the perfect way to say it, from really small town, mid-20th century America. It's three buddies celebrating friendship and what it's like when you're young youth, how you feel and the laughter, the fun, the craziness, the, you know, growing up at that time. And it was an interesting time, wasn't it? What was it like pulling this together?
Well, we've known each other forever. We're old men now, but we've always been friends since we were little kids. And we started thinking about doing this book when our wives got tired of listening to our stories. And they had heard them forever, and they said, you couldn't possibly have been that stupid. And we said, well, we were. And then they said, well, wait a minute, you really were that stupid, but we're tired of hearing about the stories, so we suggest you write them down. And we did. It took us about a year and a half. We shared drafts of them. We cut each other's stories up, and it's a collaboration among the three of us. It was the most fun I think any of us have ever had.
And, you know, it's interesting because we always think of it as a simpler time. We certainly lived differently. We didn't have the speed of technology we have now. It seems to me like you had more time to get into some of those misadventures than kids do these days. Do you think that that tells the listener what it was like in the 50s and 60s?
Sure. I mean, back then it was a time of innocence. We kind of lived in a bubble. Our parents had just come through a depression and two awful wars, and it was a time of peace and a time of trust. And they would send us out the door in the morning, and maybe we'd be back by dinner, and they wouldn't have the corner of a clue where we were all day. So we had a lot of time to get into mischief. Almost everything we did turned to chaos, but we had so much fun, and we fortunately were able to remember many of those stories.
One of the things that you're famous for, and you, please tell me this is not a true story, did you really water ski up the back of an alligator?
I did indeed. It was my father's fault, though. He was driving the boat.
Wow,
also,
what happened?
I've also wrestled an alligator. Well, he was driving me in a canal in Fort Lauderdale, and he kind of lost track of where we were, and I didn't see the alligator, and I went right up its back like it was a ski jump, and it went into the air, and then he panicked, turned the wheel, and sent me into a beach which wasn't made of sand. It was made of coral, so I had a piece of coral go right through my hand. It was a lovely day.
I like that. It was a lovely day. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because you were known for antics, so there were other things that you did, too, as well. Tell me about your adventures on a riding a bike indoors while you were doing a few other things.
Well, that was later in college. I had learned to play the harmonica somewhat, but there was only one song you could play without actually touching the harmonica with your hands, and that's Good Night Ladies. And I learned how to ride a bicycle, you know, inside of a fraternity house, balancing a slide rule on my nose and playing Good Night Ladies on the harmonica.
I bet you were a hit. Were you a hit?
No, I was just an annoyance.
I like that. I was just an annoyance. And see, on the serious side, I mean, you know, obviously you grew up and you were a trial lawyer and law professor and you live in Virginia and you went to the University of Virginia. So, you know, you like to say, or in one of your bios it says that you grew up to be fully functioning adults, although probably not with your wives, and you mentioned that they got tired of your stories. So I think one thing it illustrates, not exactly rocket scientists as the book and other stories, is that you can have fun in life and still have a career and still be successful and enjoy life in another way, too, because you had, I bet you took what happened in your childhood, all three of you, as you carried your friendships out and continued to laugh and love each other, right?
Sure, and it's healthy to keep a good sense of humor. You know, awful things happen to all of us, and we go through sad times, but we can make it better if we remember the fun stuff. And real things are often funnier than stuff you make up, which is why most of this book is accurate. We fact-checked it with our friends, and we tried to keep it as truthful as we could, even though it's pretty zany.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, these guys, your friends, were just the right fit for you, John and Robert. You just all came together at the right time and had the right mix to be these lifelong friends?
Yes, so much so that when we talk, we finish each other's sentences, but they're two of the best friends I've ever had in my life. But if you read the book, you'll see that there were a bunch of other people who are important to the book, people like a guy named Duke Ellington and Suds Estes and Bay Bassinger and others who are also just wonderful, wonderful people, and we tried to salute them in the book.
I like that you say you tried to salute them. Talk about Duke Ellington. That's a good story.
Well, the Duke, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, was hilarious, and he had, among other skills, he could turn his eyelids inside out. So one time he pulled a prank on a teacher in our chef's club, which was cooking for boys, and he pretended intended to be hit in the face with a door. He fell down to the floor. He turned his eyelids inside out on the way down and lay there as though he were dead. She fainted, and we had to put a quart of water on her head to revive her.
Wow. Wow. And that is a talent, you know, to be able to do that. The friendships continue, obviously. You live in different parts of the country. Do you have a couple of times a year where you get together?
Yes, at least that many times. One lives in South Carolina, one lives in Pennsylvania, and I live in Virginia. We try to get together as often as we can, and our wives are wonderful friends, and it's been an important part of our lives.
So they, and as you said, just like anyone else, you've been there for when you have this kind of close friendships. You've been there for each other through the thick and thin in life. And could you ever have had imagined when you were young boys that your lives would go in the directions they went?
No, not really. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to be a lawyer. I don't know what the other guys wanted to do, but we always hoped, you know, when we were kids that we would be able to stick together. Friends need to stick together with friends, you know, no matter where you are. And we did, and the other people in the book are still our close friends. And it's just been a great, great life.
Tell us some, and the title of the book, again, is not exactly Rocket Scientists and Other Stories. What's your favorite story in the book?
Well, that's hard to say. I think one of my favorite stories in the book is one I didn't write. It was written by Mac. It's called The Commissioner. And it's about a kid we played wiffle ball with who was 3 or 4 years younger than we were and 10 years smarter than we were. And his mother wouldn't let him play with us unless we made him the commissioner of our wiffle ball league, which we did. And he was in charge, and he made all the rules. And the story ends, sadly, he was a genius. He went on to some degree of fame. But I think that's probably my favorite story.
Oh, I love that. The commissioner of wiffle ball. That was a good thing to do. That was a good thing for her to step in there and say that. And I think of wiffle ball. How many hours did you play wiffle ball when you were a young boy?
34,000.
I knew it. I knew I could get you to name a number, especially as a lawyer. I love that, 34,000. And you probably have 34,000 more stories that you could share as well. How fun was it to do the book with your buddies?
Well, it was more fun than we could stand. I mean, we were good friends to start, and we're even better friends now. We never argued. You know, we took shots at each other's stories in order to make them better and make them funnier, to make them more sensitive. And they're not all funny. Some of them are sensitive. But we become even better friends and are better for it.
I love it. It's really the story of Rob, Mac, and Bud, and it's not exactly Rocket Scientists and Other Stories. Pick it up if you want a good laugh, you want to feel good, and as Bud says, it takes you through the real journey of life, too, as well. So it's got some really hilarious stories in it and some really touching ones as well. Bud, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.